The engineer who recorded and mixed that song was Tom Dowd, who recorded several hits by Aretha Franklin and many other now classic sessions for Atlantic Records. He was considered a giant in his field. For three decades, beginning in the 50s, Dowd worked with a wide range of performers, including John Coltrane, Eric Clapton, the Allman Brothers, and Ray Charles. The role of an engineer in shaping the way music sounds is explored in the documentary Tom Dowd and the Language of Music, directed by Mark Moorman. Critic Milo Miles watched it on DVD and has this review.
Nowadays, every musician is an engineer. The rawest newcomers out there often have a four-track console in their bedroom. But in the 1940s, when Tom Dowd started in the music business, recording engineers as such were unknown, or at least were mere technicians who tried to set musicians around a single microphone and not come up with sonic mush. Tom Dowd died in 2002 at age 77. His career stretched from those primitive days to the all-digital anything-goes era. Dowd came from a musical and theatrical background in New York. He worked on a Manhattan Project and nearly became a nuclear physics engineer. But his career in the recording studio had already taken off by the end of World War II, and he chose music. Dowd is most closely associated with the peak years of Atlantic Records from the late 50s to the mid-70s. He was the house engineer, helped build studios and equipment. And, as master producers from Jerry Wexler to Ahmet Ertegun admit, Dowd functioned as a kind of co-producer on every session he worked. Atlantic Records chief Ahmet Ertegun explains the pressure of the early days of studio engineering.
You know, to be an engineer today is nothing compared to what it used to be an engineer. To be an engineer, you had to mix as you were recording. And you know, when the saxophone solo is coming up, you have to know when it's coming up, bring it up, how far to bring it up. You have to do it on the fly. And Tommy was a master at that. I mean, he was unbelievable.
And studio owner Phil Ramone notes the extra skills that put Dowd at the top of the game.
Tom was the compositor both of a guy who had musical genres down, and he also had the other thing, which is he's an excellent engineer and a designer and could really take care of business. And then he was a producer. So he was kind of a role model for me.
Director Moorman keeps a steady rolling pace as he displays the range of Dowd's abilities. Part of it was understanding machines. Dowd pioneered the change from cumbersome old radio knobs to sliding switches you could operate with one finger. He operated the second 8-track recording console in the world. Part of his skill was knowing when any type of music sounded good. Tom Dowd is a key reason Atlantic was able to have enduring hits, or at least make timeless records, by such a wide range of performers in those peak years. And finally, Moorman's interviews make it clear that part of Dowd's mastery was understanding musicians. They're naturally suspicious of non-players who have an effect on what their art will sound like. Dowd always appears contagiously upbeat, without a whit of phony good cheer. His advice to players is invariably clear, firm, but not judgmental. They respond with respect. Here Dowd explains how he solved the problems Cream was having with Sunshine of Your Love.
There just wasn't this common ground like they had on so many of the other songs. And I was listening to what they were playing, and I said, you know, have you ever seen any American westerns, the Indian beat, where the downbeat is the beat? It's dunk-dunk-dunk-dunk-dunk-dunk-dunk-dunk-dunk-dunk-dunk. I said, well, wait, Ginger, why don't you play that way? So Ginger went inside, and they started to run the song again. And when he started playing that way, all of the parts came together, and right away they were elated.
I've been waiting so long to be where I'm going, in the sunshine of your love.
The DVD extras are mostly additional interview footage, of which Dowd's own is the most informative. Simply because of the time period involved, Tom Dowd and the Language of Music is a boomer document, which will not thrill everyone. And yes, Layla by Derek and the Dominoes is treated too much like a sacred object. But there's so many vivid personalities on parade, and all of them in a good mood when reflecting on Tom Dowd. For instance, all the interview subjects were obviously asked to state their name and place of birth. Sly Fox Ray Charles responds, "My name? I'll leave that part off." He knows if you don't know who he is, you have no business watching this documentary. Brother Ray says it all when he remarks,
"You gotta always remember the name of the game is what does it sound like?
Yeah.
That's always the end result. I don't care if you got 90 tracks. What does it sound like, baby?"
Understanding of music is really enriched when you appreciate engineers. And no one enriched music more than Tom Dowd.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge. He reviewed the DVD, Tom Dowd and the Language of Music.